He had grown up in Liaoning province before the Communist Revolution of 1949. His mother, the Pale Girl, an actress, and his father, a player of the three-stringed lute. But he knew from childhood, as he shook the money basket round after their shows, that this was not much of a living. Folk arts might be centuries old, but they had low social status. He hoped to be a doctor or an engineer until the collapse of his parents' marriage threw him back on Ping Shu to maintain his seven sisters. Fate ordained it so. He had always been good at memorizing, diligent at practice, and after more instruction he was happy to spend the decade from 1956 to 1966 playing the tea house circuit. His favourite stories were always the classics, not least China's four great novels, the medieval Romance of the Three Kingdoms, The Journey to the West, where an intrepid monk went searching for Buddhist texts, The Dream of the Red Chamber, in which 40 main characters portrayed a noble family's 18th-century decline, and Water Margin, with its wild band of 108 scheming outlaws. Some stories had hundreds of chapters, each ending with a coy, "to be continued." As a keen student of history, he altered some tales a bit, playing down the demons and spirits and giving his listeners instead characters that made sense. He also turned recent events into stories, poring over newspapers as soon as the sun came up to find reports of policemen foiling notorious robbers. Fighters against injustice touched a soft spot with him. The wrongly court-martialed General Shung of I Know Your Name Well, or the white eyebrow hero Lord Ba, China's most righteous judge, whose story he had been telling all and sundry since he was 5 years old.